presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, valiant, courageous visitor from another world who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate his amazing physical powers to a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, and who for that purpose mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he, young Jimmy Olsen, Daily Planet copyboy, and Carl Edwards, the shipwrecked boat electrician, were on the beach of Dead Man's Island after Edwards had narrowly escaped death between the powerful shells of a giant clam. The electrician, still weak from his horrible experience, is resting on the sand while Kent and Jimmy stand beside him. Listen.
It may sound far-fetched, but I'm convinced those giant clams lurking in the deep water around Dead Man's Island have something to do with its mystery. How big were the ones you saw, Jimmy?
Oh, gosh, they were bigger than me.
I think you're off on the wrong track, Kent. What could the giant clams have to do with all the queer things that have happened on this island?
Well, now let's look back and see if we can figure out some connection. This entire adventure started when Jimmy and I picked up a harmless little turtle swimming in the shallow water of Manao Harbor.
Yeah, but it wasn't so harmless. It had a message scratched on its top shell.
Right. A message that read, Dead Man's Island, help.
Yes, but we know all that, Kent. Why go over it?
Well, I just want to get the picture clear in our minds. I'll make it short. Jimmy and I got a boat and came over to the island. The boat was wrecked on the rocks, but we finally got to shore. Now, what did we find on the island?
Plenty.
Well, we found a huge stone house occupied by a brother and sister, Boris and Ilana, who seemed to be crazy.
Yeah, crazy is right.
We also found that the reason our boat was wrecked was that powerful electromagnets were hidden in the rocks for the express purpose of wrecking any boat that came near the island.
Mm-hmm. And then we found Mr. Edwards chained to the wall in a room in a tunnel under the house.
You're a little mixed up, aren't you? You found me before you learned about the electromagnets in the rocks because I told you about them.
Well, that's unimportant. The important facts are these. Number one, although Boris may be out of his mind now, he was perfectly sane when he installed that big dynamo on the island and put the electromagnets in the rocks.
What makes you think he was sane?
Oh, no madman would have gone to that trouble. Obviously, he wanted to keep people off the island because he was hiding something here. Something of great value.
And you think it's the giant clam?
Mr. Kent, that does sound silly.
Well, it may not be so silly, Jimmy. Remember I told you about a conversation I had with Ilana when she was about to tell me why Boris was trying to keep people off the island? Her last words were, in the waters around the island, there are... And she never finished the sentence.
And you think if she had finished it, she would have said, there are giant clams.
Exactly.
Well, then the only thing to do is find Ilana and ask her. We can't get off the island anyway without a boat.
I'm not going back to that house. I'd rather let those clams get me than that maniac. You can do as you please. But I'll stay here until a boat picks me up or I die of starvation.
No boat can get near the island until we put that dynamo out of commission. At any rate, I think it's wise for you and Jimmy to remain here on the beach. I'll go back to the house through the tunnel. I know where the entrance is.
I'll have a go with you, Mr. Kent.
No, Jimmy, you're safer here.
But what if Boris comes after us?
Yes, the boy's right, Kent. I couldn't protect him very well. Not in my condition, I know now. You'd better take him with you. I don't mind staying here alone.
Well, all right. But I'd suggest that you wait for us at the edge of the woods instead of out here on the beach in full sight.
Can you walk, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, sure. Oh, almost as good as new. Legs just bruised.
Here, I'll help you. Take it easy.
This place is as good as any.
In case anyone comes down to the beach, you can hide behind that bush there.
Yes, I'll just stretch out here.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, boy. Yes. I didn't realize how much that leg really hurts. Feels good to get off it.
We'll try not to be too long. Come on, Jimmy.
All right.
Don't take any chances, Kent.
We won't. Be back soon.
Mr. Kent, do you really think those giant clams have something to do with the secret of Dead Man's Island?
I'm sure of it, Jimmy.
Will Alana tell you?
If I can find her, she will. Only one thing that worries me.
What?
If Boris found out she helped you and Edwards escape from that tower room, he may have done something to her.
You mean killed her?
There's that possibility. Ah, here's the entrance to the tunnel. Oh. See how well hidden it is behind these bushes? If it wasn't for the brook running out, I might not have been able to find it.
Gee, it's dark in there.
Yes, I haven't any more matches either. We'll have to feel our way. Come on. Just take it easy, Jimmy. The tunnel winds in and out. Here, wait. Hmm? Hold my hand.
Okay.
That's it.
Hey, where does it lead to?
The cellar of the house. You remember we found a secret door in the wall of the cellar? It fell apart when I touched one of the stones.
Oh, yeah.
A tunnel makes a turn here. Don't bump into the wall.
Hmm?
Wait.
What's the matter?
I heard a peculiar sound up ahead.
Listen. Yeah, I hear it, too. Like something scratching.
Yes. Give my right arm for a flashlight or even some matches. tell you what, Jimmy.
Yeah?
You stay here while I go up ahead and investigate.
You want me to stay here? Alone?
Perfectly safe. Just don't move.
Okay.
I'd be better off tackling whatever it is without Jimmy around. Seems to be coming from a recess in the wall. Right about here. Now, let's see. Great Scott! Jimmy!
Yeah?
Can you find your way up here?
I think so.
Come on!
Right. What did you find, Mr. Kent?
Here. Let me have your hand.
Right.
Feel that?
What is it?
Don't you know?
It's one of those giant clams.
Just an empty shell. Quite a few of them pile up in this recess. What we heard was the turtles crawling around inside the shelves and feeding on the clam meat. That explains what the turtles are doing in this tunnel.
But what are the clam shells doing here?
Well, they couldn't have walked in. Someone brought them. All of which proves my point. The giant clams have something to do with the secret of this island. Come on, Jimmy. I have an idea we're pretty close to a solution of this mystery.
Hey, there's a light up ahead, Mr. Kent.
Yes, probably coming from the room where Edwards was chained to the wall.
But you know where that secret elevator is? The one Boris used to take us up to that room on the tower.
Let's not waste any time, Jimmy. We can't use it anyway. We've got to be quiet.
Huh?
I can hear the dynamo. We're not far from the cellar. This time I'll turn it off so it won't be turned on again.
Why don't we take the oil lamp from the tunnel room so we can see where we're going?
No, we're better off in the dark.
You're not afraid of anything, are you, Mr. Kent?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that. I suppose I am afraid of something. Be careful here. Yeah. This is where the tunnel leads to the cellar. Yeah. Don't slip on the rocks. Okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Here we are. Now, the first thing to do is pull this switch. Now, I think if I rip these wires out, it'll do the trick.
What happened?
Short circuit at the dynamo. Smell that burnt rubber?
Yeah.
Be a long time before that runs again. All right, come on. Up the steps now, but quietly.
Right. Mr. Kent, won't Boris get suspicious when he doesn't hear the dynamo running?
Yes, that's why we've got to move fast. Here's the door.
Shh.
Nobody in the kitchen. Come on, stick close to me.
You bet I will.
This hall leads into that big front room with a high ceiling. Good thing I remember the layout of this place. Nobody out here either. Boris and Ilana, if she's still alive, must be on the second floor. Stairway's over to our right. Don't make any noise.
Stop! Look over there again!
Now quiet him for good.
Wait, someone's coming down the stairs.
Quick, Jimmy, duck down behind the sofa. It's Boris.
Look, he's got a gun.
Someone else is coming.
Boris, what has happened? It's Ilana.
Someone strange in this room. Aldo was screaming. Open the cage.
I tell you, Boris, there is no one but ourselves in the house.
Open the cage. There is someone here. Balto will find them.
All right, Boris.
It's against the rock. He's flying right over.
You, behind the couch.
Put that gun up, Boris. You're flirting with death.
Oh, it is you. Now I will be sure you will not leave the island.
No, Boris, no.
With my own eyes, I will see you die.
You're making a mistake, Boris.
First you and then the boy. One bullet for each.
Jimmy, stand behind
him. That will not help him. I will count three to give you a chance to say your prayer.
Boris!
Fire, dear Leonard. One. Two. Let go of me, you fool!
He can't be calling with him. He'll get shot. He killed her.
No, he got the bullet. Right through the heart. Boris is dead.
May he rest in peace.
You were very brave, Ilana, to risk your life for us.
Please, it must all be forgotten. It is behind us. Now, come with me. You have been wondering why my brother did not want people to come to the island. Well, I will show you. You see this steel cabinet in the wall?
Yes.
I will open it.
Great. Full of huge pearls.
Look at them. They are what Boris was hiding. He got them from the big clams that live in the water around the island.
You see, Jimmy, my hunch was right. The clams did have something to do with the mystery of Dead Man's Island.
You're not going to leave the pearls here, are you?
Yes, Jimmy. I want no part of them. They have caused enough sadness, enough grief. Let them remain here forever.
Say, we forgot all about Edwards down there on the beach. You must be wondering what happened to us. Come on, Jimmy. Let's tell him the secret.
Can you take me with you?
Oh, of course. Once we figure out a way to get off the island.
Well, here is a sailboat. I think it will hold us all.
Good. First, we must give your brother a decent burial. I'll go down and get Edwards. Be back in a minute. You wait right here for me. Wave goodbye to Ilana and Edwards, Jimmy.
Huh?
You know, they're taking the next boat to Bermuda.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, we're off.
Yep.
It'll be a long time before we see Manawa Harbor again. But that cable that was waiting here for us from Editor White sounded urgent.
Well, what did it say?
Return at once. Big story breaking. Need you.
I wonder what the big story is.
Well, we'll find that out soon enough. Come on below and unpack our things. What is the big story Editor White cabled about? Will it catch up with Jimmy and Kent before they reach the Daily Planet office? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the adventures of Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky.
Look, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.